Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we always have guests that we just get great response for, and we like to have those guests back, and today is one of those guests. Greg Chandler is going to be with us. He was with us last November, and we had some great programs, and it's that time of year again, the holidays approaching, and Greg Chandler, a lot of you familiar with that name. He's been doing ministry here in Central Kentucky for a couple of decades, but he is currently the care pastor for Southland Christian's Lexington campus, located over on Richmond Road, and we're going to be looking maybe at this COVID situation in a more redemptive way of what we can learn and grow in our faith during this pandemic time. And first of all, Greg, just thanks for being here today with us, man.
Man, thanks for having me. And it's funny that you say that, because about being here last time is that I looked at my calendar. It was November of 2019. Almost a year to the day. I probably a week shy or something like that. And man, sitting there, would we have imagined what was ahead of us, you know, for the next year? So anyway, I'm just glad that you've got a program that's probably as timely as it could ever be. Everybody needs a little hope right now. So thanks for all you do, brother, and thanks for having me back again.
Well, thank you, man. Yeah, a lot has changed in that year. And, you know, one thing I like about you is obviously you've got the ministry side, but you've got some radio experience, man, before you surrendered to God and the Wayne Smith call to ministry. But share with our audience a little bit about your radio background.
You had to go there at breakfast the other day. It was fun talking about that. So, and I appreciate the chance to kind of revisit that here. So yeah, I in high school started thinking about broadcasting as a career, and ended up getting a call from a guy who, I was still in high school, who needed some help at a radio station in out of Paris. Back in the day, it was called Nice 97 FM, and we played easy listening music. It was all artists that I had never heard of, you know, old school, like Mantovani and those kinds of artists. It was elevator music is essentially what I worked the overnight shift at this station, midnight to 6 a.m. You talk about 3 o'clock in the morning with this instrumental music playing. It was hard to stay awake.
Is that when you started drinking coffee?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you know, to doze. We had one guy at the station who literally, he would set the timer on the stove in the kitchen there at the radio station and fall asleep for 20 minutes. Alarm would go off. He'd get up and go change the tapes and go back and do the same thing again. Crazy radio stories. But I did that for a while and a couple other stations in town. But I actually did some work here on this radio station for a while back when it was at 106.3 WJMM. And lots changed since then. But Ed Wright gave me an opportunity to be on the air a good bit. I really enjoyed working with Ed. I did a lot of remote broadcasts. We would go to different stores around town and I did a remote broadcast. And then a buddy of mine, there was no Christian music station on in Lexington, and now you can find them pretty readily right now. So a buddy of mine bought an hour a week on Saturdays from 4 to 5 o'clock, and we called the program Solid Rock Saturday. We recorded it right in this actually, we did it live. We did it live right here in this studio next door. And, of course, we had to pay for the time, and it wasn't hugely expensive, but you had to sign a contract for a year, and I think by the end of that year, we owe the station so much money, we literally had to take a loan to pay it off.
No
kidding. Yes, we did, and it's just because we were young and silly. But anyway, I've done a little radio in the area, and you are scratching an itch today because I don't get to be in front of the microphone much anymore, and so here we are. So I'm grateful.
Well, you did a great job last time. It's a great feedback, and I'm glad you're here with us today here for these three programs we're going to do. But let's talk a little bit. I mean, you know, gosh, life has changed so much in the past year, obviously since March when the pandemic hit. Talk to me just a little bit, you know, from the church side of it. You know, you're one of the great churches in this country in Central Kentucky at Southland. How things been going for you all? Share what it's been like from you on the ministry side through this pandemic over the past 8 months.
Really appreciate that, and it's a good question. So, you know, in March, it became very apparent that stuff just had to get shut down. The governor made that very clear. We certainly complied with that reluctantly, not because the governor said it, but reluctantly because, man, we're called to ministry. We're called to preach the gospel. And the idea of closing our doors, I mean, who would have ever? And we're not the only ones. Every church has had to deal with this notion, and we'd never been here before, so we didn't even know what that looked like. So we closed our doors at all of our campuses. Now, probably a blessing that we never could have calculated before was the fact that years ago, you mentioned Wayne Smith earlier, Wayne Smith had the wherewithal to imagine a television broadcast back in the 80s, started by In Time on Channel 36 locally, called the Southland Hour, and the church paid for that time. Some other leaders at Southland had,
and that was cutting edge back then.
Oh man! Well, and I tell you, it was at a time when televangelists were getting a bad rap, as I think probably they should have. But you know, being a pastor on TV was not considered all that positive, at least from outside the church. But Wayne had this idea: we're just gonna let everybody kind of look in on the service at Southland. Is really, I'm gonna preach, and we're gonna sing, and we're just gonna have a church service. And it was really revolutionary. We've always had that broadcast since, all these decades later. We had no idea that it would be what really prepared us to kind of get through this time. So since we already had a TV presence and an online presence, we kind of knew how to do media a little bit. We knew how to put services online and on TV that were engaging and compelling and could get to the masses. Man, Greg, we would have had no idea how valuable that would be once we had to close our doors. So we've opened back up. We did that in late May, and we've seen about 40% of our people come back, and that seems to be fairly consistent with churches our size across the United States. It varies. Some smaller churches are more at 50, 60, 70, which is amazing, and then some churches are struggling to get most anybody back. So we're at about 40%. We're doing everything we can do to make it a safe and healthy experience, opening doors. We figured out how you can park your car in the parking lot and walk in and walk out and never have to touch a single thing. You have to touch a door. Communion is, individual cups at tables. We're not passing offering plates. You just put your offering in the back. A lot of people have started giving online. But the engagement online and on TV has been incredible, and I think that's what helped sustain us. So hats off to Wayne Smith for having a vision, and he would have never had an idea how to do ministry in a pandemic. He wouldn't have ever had to thought about it.
Yeah.
Neither did we.
Yeah.
So we're blessed. God's really taken care of us, and we've had a lot of new people come to church since we've been back open. We've had historic first-time guests come to our church. So to be honest with you, I think a lot of our people are pretty comfortable right now at home in their pajamas and their coffee watching the service online, and I get that.
Right.
There are a lot of people venturing out, and I think it's because these are such uncertain times. People are searching.
Yeah.
They're searching for hope. They're searching for truth. They're searching for good news.
Yeah.
And we're just glad to be able to be. So we're going to keep going. Who knows what the future holds? You know, we're praying about vaccines and, you know, but God's got this. We know that. We've just got to learn something through this. So that's kind of where we've been the last few months. Yeah.
Well, I attended a Sunday night service recently, preach at a small church on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. We don't have Sunday night services, and I believe it was John, and he quoted Hebrews 13:8. That's been kind of a verse we've said a lot on Hope is Here the past 8 months. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always great to have that constant. No matter what the news says, we can always go back to that.
It's true. And you know what's interesting, man? This is what I'm saying a lot to people right now. If we don't learn something from this, man, we are missing an opportunity. There is something that God wants us to learn. And so I just hope our hearts are open to what it is he wants to show us. I think before the pandemic, this is something I've been wrestling with. Maybe you've got some thoughts about it, but I think a lot of us thought that just knowing the gospel would be enough.
Mm.
That if we know the Bible, we go to church, we care about people, that maybe that'd be enough. But I think we're in a season where we're having to truly live out of uncertainty, out of fear that's gripped us. And I think we've learned that following Jesus just isn't knowing ideas.
Mm.
It's about relationships.
Mm.
It's about how we treat each other. And honestly, I don't think as a culture we're doing very well at that.
Yeah.
You know, let's think about it. Back when the pandemic started, little things like toilet paper shortages, you know, so I'm going to go and I'm going to snatch up all I need for me.
Right.
I'm going to make sure that I have enough. Or, maybe that should have given us a clue. Or You know, the more that I need something, the more I'm going to go after it. And what about the political divide that we've been experiencing? My goodness, the chasm is so great. And the racial tension. Mm. Man, the pandemic has, I think, revealed some things that have been sitting under the surface for a long time. And I think Jesus is saying, I want to teach you that there's more. That it all comes down to not what you know, but how you live it out. And we've got opportunities to live it out right now. So I don't know. I can't speak for a lot of other people, Greg, but I can speak for me. And I think the pandemic has revealed to me that I just had a lot of growing up to do in a lot of ways. So I don't know if that strikes you at all. I'm just speaking for me.
No, I'm with you. You know, I've been a good heart check for me too, and just getting out of my comfort zone. It's one thing to have a lot of Bible verses memorized, but it's another one to live them out, right?
Absolutely.
And love our neighbor.
That's right. And in a time when we're all on edge and you know, we do get concerned about, am I going to have enough and all of that, but I think Jesus is showing us, you're going to have enough, but I'm going to stretch you a little bit to put your neighbor first.
Yeah.
This is what he told us. We've known all this, but now we're, now I got to put that into practice.
Yeah.
It's a much different idea. So.
Well, it really is. And then, of course, you know, you talk about the option of going to church or online, and, you know, nothing wrong with online, but man, there's something about community too, though.
Yes.
And I tell you, you know, you kind of take for granted when you got options to go to different services. You can go over Sunday, and we had that taken away for a couple of months. That was a privilege I took for granted sometimes.
Absolutely true. And I tell you, the heart of our church is being present to each other, and it's difficult to be fully present when you're online. That's one of the things that social media tricks us into believing, is that because I get a lot of information, because I see things on Facebook or on Twitter or however I'm plugged in, that I must be connected. And then we realize, wait a second, I'm not. I'm as alone as I've ever been. And so John Weiss, our lead follower at Southland, is that's what he calls himself, which I love that concept. It has been his heart to get the doors back open again as quickly as we could, and we did, and we took some risks doing that. But John just knew there are hurting people that need to be in God's house, and historically the church has had to step up at times, even at some personal risk. And so we decided, okay, God's going to take care of us. Let's maybe take some risks, but let's do smart things. Let's have hand sanitizer, and let's encourage people to wear masks, and let's have people not touch, and let's have them sit far apart. And maybe if we do those things, we'll create a safe environment. But we're called to preach the gospel, and we're going to do that. And the best way to do that, I think, is in community together, where we're present to each other and have access to each other. So it's a great question you ask, and we certainly don't have it all figured out, and we're not doing it all right. We're just trying to be faithful and stay true to our calling.
Well, I love that, and it's just a thing that's really spoken to me, and is being in community, because, like you said, with social media, it's easy to get isolated. But we've been talking with Greg Chandler. He is care pastor for Southland Christian Church, their Lexington campus there on Richmond Road, and we're all out of time. It's unbelievable. Time flies when you're having fun just catching up. We've been friends for a long time, known each other, but we're going to be talking over the next two programs, kind of looking at things that during this pandemic that have kind of had to be looked at also from a different angle, not just Sunday morning church services, but weddings and funerals. And like me, Greg does a lot of those. And so we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking a little bit about Wayne Smith and just sharing maybe a story or two. He had such a big impact on our lives. But I hope you'll invite a friend to join us again tomorrow, because we're going to continue our conversation with Greg Chandler and looking at COVID in a redemptive way. So join us tomorrow on Hope is Here as we continue our conversation with Greg Chandler. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you allergic to gluten and struggle to find good-tasting gluten-free food in Central Kentucky? Well, I've got great news. Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is locally owned and located conveniently in Lexington, off Nicholasville Road, right behind Jeff's Car Wash. Everything is made from scratch and gluten-free. They also have options for those on the paleo, keto, and vegan lifestyles. And for pumpkin lovers, they have their seasonal items out now. For more information, you can check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.